Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals, the Miami Heat lead the Boston Celtics 2-1. While Miami's Big Three are trying to secure their place with a title, Boston's Big Three will attempt to add another championship banner in what could be their final season together. Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports.
In 2007, the Boston Celtics finished with a record of 24-58. It was their third losing season in 4 years and one of the worst in franchise history. But trades brought change in the form of two longtime NBA stars still seeking their first championship rings, Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. And at their first Celtics press conference, team captain Paul Pierce welcomed the reinforcements.
We've all been in the same situations. We've been on teams where we've had to carry a lot of the load for a number of years. And as you all know, that you can't win that way.
But with the new Big Three in place, the Celtics and head coach Doc Rivers did win. That season, they earned the first Celtics championship since the large triumvirate of Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish roamed the parquet. Doug Collins is the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers and spent years covering the league as a broadcaster.
And I remember talking to Doc Rivers about it when it happened, and he said it was the right time for them to be able to do something like that because they had all been in the league long enough to sacrifice individual stuff for team stuff. And so my hat's off to them. They're wonderful people. They're champions as athletes, and they represent the NBA the way it should be represented.
In 2010, the Celtics returned to the finals, falling to the Los Angeles Lakers. And now they're back in the Eastern Conference Finals for the third time in 5 years. But Garnett and Allen become free agents at the end of the season. Allen turns 37 this summer. Garnett just turned 36. After the Celtics eliminated Atlanta from the playoffs last month, the famously intense Garnett reflected on what keeps him motivated.
Not knowing if this is my last year to play, playing against younger talent. You know, I'm self-motivated, but, you know, to come here every day is an easy thing to do.
There are plenty of people in Boston who'd like to see Garnett stay. Outside the TD Garden, before Saturday's Game 7 against Philadelphia, Sarah, a Concord, Massachusetts resident who asked that we only use her first name, said she hopes the franchise can keep the Big Three intact.
I'd be heartbroken. I would be. It means, you know, a lot of special meaning coming, you know, to the Garden, watching them, and I remember Larry Bird from when I was little, but I think this is the group that I'm attached to.
Nashua, New Hampshire resident Josh Boucher says regardless of how this season plays out, the 2008 championship provided his defining memory of the Celtics.
I see that picture of Paul Garnett and Ray Allen together holding the trophy. That's what I'll picture for the rest of my life.
Marquise Daniels back to Rondo. He's going to try another three. That's good!
Wednesday night in Game 2 against the Heat in Miami, point guard Rajon Rondo posted a career-high 44 points, adding 10 assists and 8 rebounds. It was a performance that might one day be viewed as a symbolic passing of the torch, but the effort still fell short, with the Celtics losing in overtime. But last Saturday, Rondo's triple-double did power the Celtics' closeout win over the 76ers and coach Doug Collins.
I don't look at them as the Big Three. I look at them as a championship four. You know, I mean, if you're going to leave Rondo out, you're making a huge mistake because that guy has become the motor that drives this team.
Big Three, Big Four, either way, Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals is Sunday night in Boston. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.